Welcome to the Young Professional Podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Young Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is teaching young professionals how to make better decisions in life, in finance, health, relationship, and business. It's basically on how to identify and seize opportunities. One other reason I decided to start this podcast was to help individuals who are within my age bracket, in the sense that we are millennials, to understand how to make better decisions that can actually affect and define our future. I believe strongly that we all have fears and there are concerns we have about the future, but I hope once we are done with this podcast, we'll be able to find meaning and find strength to do more that is actually placed in our hearts for the world. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Hello everyone, how are you doing today? And this is another episode of the Young Professional Podcast with Mr. Corey. And I have something very special today. I think this topic is actually something that bugged me for years and I believe might be bugging a lot of people who would be listening today. And I think it was best for me to share this. Initially, I made this an article after I spoke with my counselor. So I have a counselor who I go meet from time to time to talk about life and other things. And he talked to me about this and I just observed that I was lacking in this area. And what exactly am I trying to get across here today? What we really want to talk about today is privileges. Having privileges in life. Is it something positive or is it really a negative attribute? So that's exactly what I want to speak to you about today. Privileges. So when we think about privileges, what comes to mind? You have to understand that if we're not really clear about a definition, we might be speaking about the same topic with two different viewpoints. So it's clear for us to establish what it means. Definitions are always very important. They're the foundation for everything, every conversation. So privileges are things possessing a special status. This could mean your skin color, where you live in the part of the country you stay, having parents or type of parents you're born into, sex, it could be male or female. These are what we call privileges, but often privileges are often described in a negative connotation. You see people saying, oh, it's because he was privileged, that's why he started using drugs and that he has a lot of issues with his life now. It's because of privilege that he was pampered all his life, so he didn't understand how to handle money, so he kept spending as he. So a lot of people have different perceptions, mostly negative, about privileges, and so he's a poor child, well, it's because he's from a rich home. And everyone, I believe, has a bias towards some certain people's privileges. And we now say stuff like, well, if not because he was born into this family, he wouldn't have been this in life. I wouldn't lie to you, I was also in that boat. But I'm happy I jumped ship and I'm in another boat now. So another thing that's been mistaken is privileges and advantage. They are not the same thing. And people do often forget that. Privileges are, like I said earlier, possessing a special status. You could be a male living in a particular country. You could be part of a tribe. You could have certain parents, but you have a surname and the surname opens doors for you. That's a privilege. But advantage is using your privilege. They are completely two different things. So you might have parents who probably are related to or have connections to the president of the country, and you decide to go the other way, going what we say the hard route by doing things or trying to set up business without using the privileges you possess. And I have come to the conclusion that privileges are not bad. privileges are something that we should all embrace. No matter how poor, no matter how rich an individual is, no matter how successful, no matter how the tribe, color of the skin, everyone has a privilege. And I think the best thing is how to take advantage of your current privilege rather than insult or look down on people who have those things. So for example, I know it's a common story, a very popular businessman whose father was a governor in Africa, or a governor in Nigeria, and his dad gave him $100,000 to start his business early in the 90s. That was a lot of money then and still a lot of money now. And people have, we'll say, insulted him and said, if not because his father gave him that money, he doesn't know much about business. But he's a billionaire today. And we have to also look at it that there's also the personal effort of the individual. So yes, that individual is a billionaire now because he got it, let's say, money from his dad to start a company. But there are other people who got more money and actually have failed in any enterprise they've gone into because they didn't have what we call the character to hold on to it. So you might be from a very rich family and you decide to take advantage of it, but because you do not have a character or the things to actually do those things, to do those things you have promised to do, it makes it hard for people to trust you. What do I mean by that? For example, you decide to go into furniture making and someone says, okay, there's a hotel here in a very highbrow area of your city, of the city, that you should come and do a work there. And you say, no problem, you charge maybe large amounts and you do a shabby job, or you do a job that is not commensurate with the amount you charge. No matter how connected you are, they will not, and I'm sure you will not give you another job. They would correct you and tell you this is not how to do things, but they will not give you another job because people want to save their investment. So they are spending money for something, meaning that they have an investment. The reason why I will release money is because I believe what I am getting is more valuable as what you are sharing with me. So character is very critical for every successful venture. And I will say this, you don't have to beat down your privileges. You might have schooled in a certain part of the world that other people in your society don't have access to. Don't beat it down. Take advantage of it. You might have parents who can open doors for you. As much as I would love to say take full advantage of it, always be wise in taking advantage. Know when to do it on your own and know when to ask them for help. Because there are things that will probably take you 2 years that they will probably do help you with 2 minutes. With a 2 minute phone call, which changes everything. So why pay for ₦1 million for a hall, or $1,000,000 or $10,000 or £1,000 for something where when someone can actually give it to you for free? It saves you cost, saves you time, you're taking advantage of it. So what my message for today is, embrace your privileges, take advantage of them, don't feel bad for them, and don't let anybody beat you down. Don't let anybody say things that, oh, you're from a posh home, so that's their business. People will always talk. You're from a poor home, they will still talk. You are from a rich home, they will still talk. You work in this place, that's why you can do it. Doesn't matter. You don't have any response. That's their business. So most times when people say things like that, they actually desire that privilege or advantage, but they don't have it. So take advantage of it. How can people who are not, let's say, rich, how do they have privileges? So I've heard this often, and that, let's say, people in the lower cadre of life have what we call access to things on the ground. They know what's happening in the streets. So things like the cheapest house in the environment, places where they are fighting about property, places where crime is notorious, because you are someone with the lower kid that has access to those people and lives around them. He can advise people. He has knowledge that makes it a privilege, and he can take advantage of it for his own betterment or to help other people. So you have a network, you have access to certain things. Do not look down on it. Do not say they might say things. People will always talk, but always embrace it. And you have a whole life to live. Why would you dim your light so that people will not talk? Always remember that. So I have a short task for you today, and I hope you are able to do it and drop some comments. I would love to hear what you have to say today. The first task is, so I have two short tasks, so this should be easy for you all. List five privileges you have and how you took advantage of them. Five privileges you have and how you took advantage of them. So for example, the privilege I have is I have a friend who is a copy editor, and most of my articles that I try to publish always filled with errors. So because of that, I send it to that individual, and the person sends it back to me, edited and fully ready to be published. I don't pay a dime, and I've done it more than 3 or 4 times. Because of that, I have access to so many things. I can ask for advice on those things. So I've taken advantage of an individual who is a copy editor. I'm guessing people also have done that, asking me for advice in buying a new phone or buying a laptop because I have a tech background. So I want you to list five privileges you have and how you took advantage of them. Second thing, which is where I believe is looking to the future, is list five goals you have for the year and how you believe your privileges can help you. So for example, I want to get maybe a certain item outside the country where I live, and I know someone who can help ship it to my country free of charge. Normally, if I had gone through the long route, it would have cost me a lot of cash, but because I have this network, the person would do it for me for free. So you can list five goals for the year, and next to it, I'll list the five privileges you have that you believe can help you. I hope you really enjoyed today's episode. As usual, I wasn't going to make it short, but I want you all us to actually make decisions that will shape our life and the future. We don't want to just think about now. We want to actually affect the future, and that's why I decided to launch this podcast. So please share your thoughts, leave a comment, and please don't forget to rate it. 5-star would be lovely. Thank you, guys. Have a lovely day. And let me know if you have any topic you want me to address. I'd love to do that. Bless.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you had something wonderful to take away. And please leave your comments and your feedback on any platform you listen to this. I would love to hear from you and see how we can actually improve young professionals in the workplace or on their entrepreneurship journey. Have a lovely time.